Blog Talk Radio.
What type of sin is that? How you get your hips and your waist like that? Girl, I ain't wanna guess, but I had no idea it tastes like that.
Like cinnamon water mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana. Got that cinnamon water mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana.
What type of sin is that? All up in your hips and your waist like that. Never been the one to guess, but I had no idea it could taste like that.
You my one desire, yeah. You my one desire, yeah. Bless your kitty that fire, so I'ma keep it in designer, yeah. Instead of trying to keep shit quiet, yeah. I've been on the side chick diet, yeah. What I need them for when I got you? They don't got Mentos all night.
Tell me, what type of sin is that? How you get your hips and your waist like that? Girl, I ain't wanna guess, but I had no idea it could taste like that.
Like cinnamon water, mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana. Got that cinnamon water, mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana.
What type of sin is that? All up in your hips and your waist like that. Never been the one to guess, but I had no idea it could taste like that.
Stop.
I want it in the morning. You need it in the evening. I love when you start moaning. Lick you before I beat it. We finished, still need more, yeah. Girl, you got that euphoria.
You got it.
Don't you be just
in your waist like that.
Like that.
Girl, I ain't wanna guess,
yeah.
But I have no idea if it tastes like that.
Like cinnamon water, mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana. Got that cinnamon water, mixed with marijuana, caramel and honey, apple berry nana.
What type of sin is that? All up in your hips and your waist like that.
Look at them curves.
Never been the one to guess, but I had no idea it could taste like that.
Tell me how, sway, how, sway, sway,
yeah.
Study swing my way.
Thank you.
really happy that you're here with me again. It's been a while. I'll tell you what, if you have got a minute, we can stay until the sun comes up. I'll understand if it's much too early to determine if we can stay together. This way together, let's stay together.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason.
Had a gun, flipped the script. Had a big bone to pick. Got the short end of sticks. So we made a fire there. Let it burn to a crisp. And that's a surefire flip. She's a boss, she's a bitch.
Makeup, pay her. Somebody's hit that layup. Shawty ain't with them games, yeah. Shawty gon'
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me. Living a minor event, I finally slipped. Built on nobody to mend, nobody went in. Contain what I'm bottling in, the center of the sun.
Shawty gon' get that paper. Shawty don't rip like razor. Shawty got wick, got flavor. Part of my tips and makeup. Layer, super didn't hit that layup. Shawty ain't with them games, yeah. Shawty gon' get that paper, layer.
I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me a reason. I've been trying not to go off the deep end. I don't think you wanna give me.
I just don't think they understand the type of shit you into, you know. You like it.
Fucking you deep, taking pics on my phone. Put you to sleep when you wake up, it's on. I'll violate all the meat on your bones. Your shit gets saucy, I lick till it's gone. Kiss me, I know it tastes like you. You ain't done this before, but this is what we gon' do, yeah. Man, I can see it in you.
I know what you're
doing. You like when I do you dirty, yeah. Like when I do you dirty. Oh, I put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody. Oh, don't tell nobody.
Woo. Dirty.
You bust it open, I'm loving the show.
Dirty.
Ain't just booting, but for me you a whore. Both hands and no hands, you get to the job. You came for the cream, when I'm close you don't stop. Cause you're dirty, kiss me, I know it tastes like me. I'm the nastiest nigga that you've ever seen. Yeah, I see something in you.
Yeah.
Like when I do you dirty, yeah. Like when I do you dirty. Oh, I put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. You like when I do you dirty. I ain't gon' tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. Don't tell nobody. This thing nice and slow, it's so physical. 200 on the dash. Bust that open, no, I want all the smoke. You ain't even gotta ask. When I get to what's all over your body. Put your face in the pillow. I be smacking on that ass. I grab your neck, took you real slow. You ain't even gotta ask. gon' tell nobody. Oh, tell nobody. Oh, tell nobody.
Dirty. You like when I do you dirty. Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Tank, for that intro. Welcome to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight, it's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And by all means, please press 1. If you're already here and you desire to be a part of this night of poetry and conversations, go ahead and press 1. Tonight's show, y'all, is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. You got yours. Let's give a huge shout out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, who is also the CEO of Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the poet Douglas. Make sure you hit the brother up, get you some Raw Links, or just hit him up and say thank you for Epiphany Radio. Tonight, y'all, tonight, conversation, let's talk about some things. But more specifically, what is keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship? What's keeping you? You know, I had thought about this for a little while now. Seeing as though that I'm not in a relationship. So I would have to say that after one answer that I thought, but then I took a deeper dive and came to the realization, people are crazy. That's why we ain't moving forward in the next phase of a relationship. People crazy. I mean, let's be for real. We was talking about it today. This video that one of our radio mates posted of a young lady, a man was getting his stuff, dude getting his stuff out of a car. She tries to run him over, runs into the brick wall of a house. He laughing at it and everything. She backs the car up, ride over his stuff. He gets up to it, talk to her again, and lo and behold, she tried to run him over again, and then she almost got him. But he moved out the way just in the nick of time to run into a brick wall. I ain't messing my car up for nobody. And two, people is just crazy. So no, I ain't moving forward nowhere. I got to check with your mama and them, your grandmama and them. I got to make sure that you fit for a relationship. You fit for me. Crazy. It is really crazy out here. Dating and all that stuff, it's just so much that goes on. And, you know, you keep hearing reports of people who are together or who were together, somebody killing somebody. That's why I can't move forward, because people crazy. Let me get off my soapbox. That's my response to the question. Being posed tonight. So let me go ahead and give you all the piece that I wrote for the show tonight. It is open mic tonight, so you can share whatever you like. This piece that I wrote is called Sound of Romance. Somewhere romance has a sound of love, and I love you. Closing in on the heart just enough to be hopeless, and it's true. The rhythmic cadence enough to excite, beating so loudly with each beat that it's just right, giving way to a ball of emotions to be slam dunked, has me looking around to see if I'm being punked, while this romantic sound is crashing against the walls of my doubt, slowly eroding away every stain of hurt and pain that is about to play chords of the guitar while she was strumming the pain. Because that's the sound of how she spar. So her romance is this amazing sound, humbling enough to push me down to the ground as I hear it bellowing inside my eardrums, so loudly every part of me hums. I feel the radiating calmness of romance's vocals, screaming throughout my nerves like never-ending sequels. As the roller coaster roar of romance rides voraciously through my amusement park of emotions, there's a small chance that I'm smiling on the inside, with joy showing on the outside, all because I heard romance's voice. And in the depth of my ventricles, it left me no choice. And that's that piece. So, let me leave my disclaimer. I am nowhere near a relationship expert. I've just been in enough relationships to talk about it. But enough about me. I'm more anxious to hear what you poets, what you callers, what you listeners, what y'all have to say about why you can't progress forward in the next phase of your relationship. What's keeping you? What's holding you back? First up on the mic, we're going to bring in Epiphany Zone, one half host of the Erotic Love Zone and one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you La Pearl La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. Nice piece. Very nice piece.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So what say you?
Timing.
Let's talk about
it. I was saying timing is impeccable. I just laid the baby down. I'm like, please don't wake up. Please don't. Because you know how they stir around a little bit and have you on your toes, like ready to jump. And you're like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Good. I'm glad, glad he's good. So.
Now, what's the question?
What is keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship? What's stopping you? What's holding you back?
Well, it isn't so much me, but I can tell you about other people and what I've heard from them, the reasons that they give. And it might sound strange, but this is what I've been told. From what they say, I see some people are just afraid to commit to the person that they're dealing with because if they do commit, it might actually work. Some people are afraid of success because they feel like they might mess it up with constantly questioning when is it going to go wrong, when is it going to go wrong. So they'd rather stay in that little play phase, that little dating phase. And some people are just afraid of heartbreak, period. They don't want to experience that shit no more. So they just refuse to progress or go any further. And that's what I got.
But what about Danielle? I don't care about what some other people got. We talk about you.
I ain't got nobody either, but I have a position on it. Well, nothing keeps me from going forward in my relationship. If I was in one, nothing would keep me from going forward because I believe in progression. I work at the relationship. It's up to the other person whether or not they want to continue to work at it with me. Stop working at my relationship. Look at the type of marriage I stayed in for 23 years, who are the epitome of narcissism. It ain't me. I've never stopped my relationship. Well, one I was in, but that was because I was dealing with somebody that was in separation from their lady, and I know that people can fall back in love. And I just was like, nope, I got to go. But other than that, it ain't me. Honestly, it is not me.
Understood. Okay. I get what you're saying. You know, and I applaud you for being the type of woman that will stay in it and try and work and try and progress forward. That's very admirable of you.
Thank you. Say foolish, but thank you.
I mean, hey, listen. I'm a firm believer of There isn't anything that can tear a relationship apart but the two people in it. So,
true.
If you are willing to work at it, because you have to go in with the mindset that I know there's going to be something that either you're going to do to me or I'm going to do to you that will hurt the both of us. Is are we willing to do the required work that after that hurt we can start healing? So the only thing that I do not condone as a reason for staying with someone is any type of domestic violence situation. Those end badly. And by all means, no one is a verbal or mental punching bag.
Or absolutely. Punching.
So in those cases, I can certainly see walking away from that type of abuse in a relationship. Because I know I would.
I would.
Oh, you like to hit? You like to hit?
No.
Ooh, my freedom is more important.
No.
My freedom is more important.
Yes. Now, I didn't stay in a, I was in one relationship when I was really young, and he had a problem with his hands. So I had to go because my mother was going to kill him, literally. When she seen what he did to my face, it was like, no. After that, I vowed no more physical relationships like that. But my marriage was very, very mentally and verbally abusive. But I still stayed. Now, let me ask you something. You said you have to go into the relationship with the mindset that one of you may hurt one another. I don't see entering. Are you talking about immediately entering the relationship thinking that, or the deeper that it goes,
if you know? If you don't think that going into a relationship, you're thinking that the relationship is going to be all peaches and cream. That's idiocy. That's idiocy.
No. No,
it's idiotic to think that you're going to be peaches and cream. Idiotic.
Listen. I'm not saying go in the relationship not knowing or have an understanding that anything could go wrong at any given time. But to think, to have that mindset from the door, you know, I could hurt you, you could hurt me, I think it's kind of tearing it down before it gets a chance to build on a foundation. I think
I disagree.
That will always be in the back of your mind that something could go wrong. Okay, we can agree to disagree. But, I mean,
I know for a fact, that often you end up hurting the person that you love the most. Whether it be intentional or unintentional, it happens. It happens. You are thinking from an extreme standpoint. I'm thinking just as a standpoint in general. I'm going to hurt you. You're going to hurt me. How do we heal from it? And that needs to be a conversation that you have from the very beginning of the relationship so that you can be prepared and you have made this commitment or this pact, if you will, that no matter what, we are going to work through whatever issues that we have. People are very fragile these days. Very fragile. You can wear the color that they don't like and it hurts them. You can blow your nose.
Everybody is fragile.
So,
yeah. I get what you're saying. And when you put it like that, having that discussion, when you find yourself getting deep into the relationship, starting to develop feelings, I think that's a necessary part of the conversation to have. But when you said earlier, having that mindset necessary in the beginning.
Yes, having that mindset.
In the very beginning.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. 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 You don't start. Okay. You don't start a business thinking that it's going to be successful all the time.
True.
Because no business is successful right away. Matter of fact, most businesses incur a business loss up to the first 3 to 5 years that they're in business.
Okay,
and a relationship
that's fair.
A relationship is a
partnership. You're right.
Right.
All right. No argument. Okay. Not this time. That's an
inside
joke, y'all.
Oh, la perla negra, la perla negra. Ooh, love.
You know how I am.
But
I agree.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you for agreeing. Wink, wink. I slap you. What the old folks used to say back in the day, hey, man, I slap you 5 on the backhand side later, baby.
Oh, God.
I know it is. But now that we've gotten that part out of the way, what piece do you have for us this evening?
Okay, I got something. I actually gave like a little sample of this on King and Queen's Quarters because I was just starting to write it and work on it. So it's finished now, for now. But
all right.
Read this.
Well, by all means. The mic is yours.
Thank you. And this is untitled. Y'all know me. Rain, always opening my poetic flow. Clear, exquisite, replenishing drops of gold. Cleansing, moving, opening for renew. Carrying soothing sounds of relaxation over and through. Excuse me, 1 second. Clearing path to good visual therapy. Beauty in all I still see. In spite of being hurt and having my heart split, I shall never be afraid to love it. I embrace the good falling because it's actually just the simplicity of Mother Nature's calling. I'm falling. Get in your cage. I feel your presence, and I want you to feel me. You stimulate me mentally, pulling me as I have no choice but to watch my spirit take flight towards you. You excite me. Touch me and give me the tangible in your time and space, and stay with me. I'm falling. Make love to me with your eyes and let your tongue be as the ink flowing through your lips representing the pen that scribes your signature, gracing my skin. As you breathe life into me, I exhale controlled breath of light so that you can be naked before me as I reveal my soul and be the gift you unwrap every day because only you will know my body. I'm falling. And I love the game with words we play when you ask, can you taste my nectar? And I respond with, if you can make love to my mind through my eyes, you can. Your energy is exceptionally strong, stronger than I've ever felt from you before. Got me craving more and more than any man I've ever known. My Shangri-La, I can't forget, for thoughts of you do pirouettes in my mind. So just as our souls dance together, trust me and dance with me here in the present. And that's that piece. God, just excuse me. Dog keep getting up there.
Man, that is definitely that piece. I remember part of it and part of it on Monday night and hearing the final version of this. So you was the one Tank was talking about. You like when I do it dirty. Yeah, you was the one. You was the one. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But no, this is a exquisite piece of ink. Dynamite. I love it. Now that you've expressed your wet desires, I mean your ink desires, can you go ahead and let the people know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio Universe?
I sure can. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am one half host of Poetic Therapy, where my co-host is Rob Poetry Morrow. And that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. VIP. Now, the topic is being played around because you know how we like to tease y'all, but y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, Ben.
Well, thank you. Man, if y'all missed this past Wednesday night show, it got extremely wet and moist, and you know what? Y'all just got to catch that playback and see what the devil was going on up in there. It was a lot of squirting. I mean, talk about squirting going on. So make sure y'all check that out. Fellas, breathe easy, baby. That's what she said. She said, breathe easy, baby. She comes.
Yeah, that's right.
Check yourself. Man, please get on over there to that VIP lounge and settle down. Your security team. They used to be my security team, but they all got on shirts that say La Pearl La Negra's team. So, can you go over there and settle them boys down? I don't know what y'all doing behind the curtain, but please go on over there and settle them down.
I got you, but you know it's only fair, right? You know it's only right? You know why? Right?
And listen, I know why, but okay. I only got one. It's like eight of them dudes.
Yeah, but her job is extremely important, too.
It's,
okay.
Look, I got eight of them. You got all eight of them on lock. What you mean?
What? You got one, you got eight. What's the difference? Like, what's the number?
Job, their job ain't important either?
Yes, it's
you
very important.
They used to have shirts on that said security. Now they got shirts on that say La Pearl La Negra. I'm confused.
I'm coming, fellas.
but I would tell you to grab a glass of the imported champagne from Italy, but they each got you a bottle. And I'm charging them for it. I'm letting them know. They only need one bottle, two bottles at best. No, they got eight of them. Each one of them got you a bottle. And they just didn't like fighting on each other. They didn't want to fight each other. They said, hey, we can share. Everybody just get a bottle. I'm like, what the
At least mine still do their job. They don't have to be called to do their job. They don't get that distracted.
Ma'am, they take you behind the VIP curtain and are never seen again.
That's
what are
not
you talking
true.
About?
That isn't true. It isn't true. They go out there and they check. As long as they don't hear a ruckus, it's all good.
What they checking for? More champagne?
You gonna make me wake up the baby.
Get on over in that lounge. Handle your boys. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is La Pearl La Negra. You heard her every other Saturday here. Epiphany Radio and Poetic Therapy, and every Wednesday, Erotic Love Zone. Make sure you check her out. We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we have Amelia T. Davis. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, Kate.
Good evening. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. Curious to hear your perspective tonight. You ready to talk about it?
Yeah, just like you, I have nobody, so I have no what is preventing me from going to the next phase. But I think in a general sense, I agree with you. There's a lot, there really is a lot of crazy people out there, and it is very concerning as to who you might connect with and as to what can happen behind that connection. But I think generally speaking, it can be multiple reasons. They're scared to commit. They're scared to level. They're self-centered. They don't want to get as they get are given. They don't want to cope with various circumstances. There's jealousy, envy. So a multitude of reasons. And I have to say, you know, you're right 99% with the two folks can destroy it or make it. But yet there's many times folks that will put a bug in somebody's ear because of their jealousy of the relationship. So they can, you know, they're friends with the guy, and so they're telling the guy, oh, she's this, she's that. And, you know, yes, it's his responsibility to speak up and say, you know, don't get involved in my relationship. It's none of your business or what have you. But yet it does tend to happen many times. But I also agree with you into having that discussion from the beginning as to if we hit a snag, how are we going to handle this? How are we going to get over it? And especially people like over 40, 50, 60, so on, they've had multiple relationships. They've probably had multiple failures in the relationship. So then they bring some of that into the relationship. So what might have been a red flag in a previous relationship, and then they see it in your relationship, it may give them pause. But if you sit there and talk it out, then you realize, oh, well, that person wasn't really bringing that red flag. It was, it meant something else, and I misunderstood it or what have you. So, yeah, I think communication is key, respect is key, and addressing issues from the start.
Absolutely. Let's go back to your 1%. You said an outside source that makes up that 1% that could be putting a bug in someone's ear. Agreed. Agreed. You have no argument with me there. But it is also up to that person that is being told these things, as you indicated, to make that decision to either tell them to butt out or to listen. So ultimately, it still goes back to the individual, which would make it still 100%.
Right.
But, you, man, I don't have a whole lot of rebuttals, y'all, because she agreed with me. But it's very, very important that we, like you said, communication is definitely key. In the very beginning, if you don't have communication, what do you have? You just have two people talking at each other and never receiving. So it's like you hear a song, and this song speaks volumes to you, and you feel that song to your core, and you're able to identify with that song. So you're willing to listen to it over and over and over and over again. But yet you're not willing to listen to the person that you're in the relationship with so that they don't have to say things over and over and over again so that y'all can fix it that one time and move on to, as they would say, greener pastures. So definitely communicate. Yeah, I mean, you hit on a lot of excellent points tonight.
Ooh-wee, if that wasn't, you know, real. I mean, you've been really real tonight, And what you just said was real as well, because, as you know, there was somebody that I had to repeatedly say, you know, things to, and it didn't go well. But, yeah, the analogy is perfect. If you're willing to listen to a song and not to your significant other, then there's a real issue there. They maybe should not be your significant other.
Absolutely. 100%. Agreed. But
we're not going to break up. We're just going to hang in there to see if we can make it work. We're just going to try to see if we can fix it. You know, but I'm still going to treat them bad in the process.
Come on, y'all. This is where that line of craziness comes from. I'm going to tell you, a movie that I enjoy watching that deals with how people can be crazy is A Thin Line Between Love and Hate with Martin Lawrence. And ooh-wee. Now, granted, he made her do a lot of those things, the way he was treating her, the way she was acting. But once that switch was flipped, oh, man. Full-on crazy came out. But those of y'all that haven't seen the movie, now you got a reason to go watch it. There you go. But great points tonight, Amelia. I really appreciate your perspective and what you brought to the table tonight. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, what piece do you have for us tonight?
I have some fresh ink for you. And just a side note quickly, amazingly enough, I actually did see that movie. Okay, so the piece is called, I know it's amazing, isn't it? Okay, anyway, the piece is called Romantic Loving King.
The mic is yours.
Rivers of forever flowing. Heartbeats thumping rapidly. His voice melodic and profound. Trustworthiness proven through his actions. Standing behind me through thick and thin. Strength and honor expression. Bold and honest. Gentle and kind, intelligent, wisdom and compassion, defending me, protecting me. I'm his queen and he is my king. Together we are a force that is unstoppable. Hell's fury can't touch us. God is our guidance and strength. He is our anchor. He is our counselor. Together upon our knees as we pray in unison for all. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is more than worthy to be my king everlasting. He was delivered to me by my father, a romance inscribed before our birth, each other's mate in the making upon the universal light, a heavenly ordained marriage, a connection of hearts, minds, souls, a proclamation of love forever until death do us part. He is a king far above the rest. He is honorable and righteous. He is handsome, tall, delightful, and truly a miracle in my life. I await the beginning of a romantic connection, a development beyond an acquaintance, friendship, an entrance of a chocolate king delivered by a heavenly connection. My heart truly awaits this future love of the right king, one that I will be safe to pour all my heart's love upon without regret, someone who will dance with me across the stars at night and slip upon sun rays during the day, candlelight dinners, jazz music flowing, picnic lunches in the park, cuddling while watching TV, exciting movie going, coffee in the morning as we greet a new day, holding hands as we walk along together, good night kisses at my door, hugging as we greet each other, just some of his romantic behaviors. A joyful romance that will never be broken or misused. My king, I await you with all my heart and soul. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. And peace.
All right, all right, Emilia. That was actually romantically beautiful. Dance across the stars and then slip on the sun rays. I like that. I like that. This is a very, very nice piece. I really enjoyed this. Thank you for bringing that tonight.
My pleasure. I appreciate your very kind words. Much
Absolutely.
Love.
My pleasure. Much love. Now you got to get on over to the VIP lounge, get you some of that Italian champagne, and enjoy the rest of the show. And everybody make a fool of themselves, because that's what they're doing. Especially them people over there at the VIP, other VIP lounge with the curtains drawn. I ain't saying no names, but it's mighty dark over there on that side of the room. Hint, hint. So, one love, one mic, Amelia.
Much appreciated. One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amelia T. Davis with that fresh ink, very romantic piece. Next up on the mic, we have the CEO of Epiphany Radio and Raw Links. Ladies and gentlemen, for real, the poet Douglas. What it do?
What it do? What it do, poetic? How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm
doing
great, brother. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm doing good, man. I'm over here chilling, just listening to the, you know, to the show. You know, very interesting. Very interesting topic.
Thank you, good brother. Thank you, good brother. Appreciate you. Well, let's get into it, man. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. Let's hear
well,
what the mind of for real
but, you know, when I call into Let's Talk About It, I really don't want to talk about it. I just call in. And you bring me in and you want me to put my business out in the street, you know what I'm saying? So any answer that I give is from the perspective of a friend. I will give you the answer as it came from a friend. I have a friend, okay, that feels that way, you know?
So instead of asking for a friend, you're speaking for a friend. I got you.
Yes, exactly.
So for real, the poet Douglas, I'm going to give it to you right now, bro, right now.
Mm-hmm.
What is keep this quote-unquote friend from moving forward, progressing forward in the next phase of their relationship? Let's talk
well,
about it.
Well, after speaking with the friend, the synapsis was that it's only but so far you can go with a blow-up doll. Okay. Informed me that he had purchased a blow-up doll from AliExpress, and what's stopping him is that he has a hole in it, and the bike patches he ran out of. But to be on the real serious tip, let me close my eyes and visualize your question again from the perspective of a friend. The thing is, that journey, as far as moving further, that journey has been on hold. Okay.
Okay.
Now, from my perspective, is to gather myself. Okay. Because I want to come at it like this. Okay. tired of the bullshit that you get, that's been put out there of late, okay? Grown-ass man looking for a grown-ass woman that, you know, that's ready to be serious about being in a relationship free from bullshit, okay?
Okay.
Because you're too old, right? You know, these people are, they're going through some stuff in life. They're both of a certain age of maturity, okay? Now, I'm at an age right now, and I'm at a stage right now that I'm finished with a lot of bullshit. Running around, I'm not that kid no more. I'm not that young man no more. So when I meet someone and I simply, you know, tell them what it is I'm looking for, what it is I'm about, I don't like rehashing or bringing old wine to new skins. And what I mean by that is bringing up old relationships, what happened in them and all that kind of stuff. I don't like bringing that to the table when I'm trying to get to know someone new. Now, if it's brought upon, it's because so that I can share with the person the things I'm no longer interested in, the things I don't want in my life.
Okay.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it, what I'm saying?
I can dig
it. I don't want to go too far away from the question, but this is what's preventing your boy from going further, because there's been many times with grown-ass women that the situation was expressed that I'm not out here to hurt nobody. I'm not out here to play no games. I'm not that Romeo. I'll be your Romeo, expressing what I want, what I like, and asking, not just putting it out there about me and my wants, my longings and all those things, but asking intently what it is that you want. Do you want the same thing? They say they want the same thing. But in the long run, you get the complete opposite.
Okay.
I'm on a spiritual search, bro. What I want basically is a spiritual thing, man. Okay, I can get motion and movement most any time. But what I want is a spiritual connection. I want to be connected. I want to travel when I hold her. I want to close my eyes. When I close my eyes, I want to envision myself drifting. Maybe that's just a fantasy, because it's hard to find that connection, feel that vibration. It's more than just a, let me put it this way. I'm not looking for nobody to just move with, to body surf with. So what keeps me from moving my relationship further is those things. Go ahead, bro.
Let me ask you a question. Because I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying, right?
Let's talk about
it. But you're not here to play no games. You know, do you not think that it's important for that new person to understand what your old, what your new wine had gone through to get to be this new wine, right? Do you not think that new person should understand the things that would trigger you, so that they are aware of what to do, what not to do, because that's a part of your past. Is that not important? Is that not important for them to know during this journey, during this process?
Yeah, I think it's very important for them to know. And like I said, it's expressed. But I'm careful in how I express that, because, like I said, I don't just want to make the conversation about a past relationship. You know, it's brought up for the purpose of what you just asked me, so that I can put out there what I've been through. She can put out there what she's been through as well. And most times, that's what happens. I'm telling you what I went through, the things that hurt me. The hurt that I don't want to receive.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know if you can hear that alarm clock going off, bro. Hold on. Give me a minute. Yeah, I'm so sorry, bro. Couldn't get it off.
It's all right.
Whole bag out in the hallway. So, no, but I think it's very important that a discussion is had. When you find worth in a woman and you believe that it's worth it, I try to be outside of myself and look outside of myself because of past relationships as well. You know, I look at me and what I may have caused, what, you know, the me that was in that relationship. I was told that I keep things to myself. Okay.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, you know, like when I might be going through something, if I don't share my pain, there was somebody I didn't share my pain with because I'm not that kind of person to put negativity out there. Boom. I'm used to handling my situations. This is the way I go about handling my situations when I'm going through troubling things. You know, right. We all have our way of coping. But this person was hurt behind me not wanting to reach out for that help with her. So I think about things like that. So I'll let you in. So you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I put it
you
out
know,
there.
We talked about this on Hobby Show War Council. You know, there's another reason why men do that, y'all. Ladies, pay attention. When a man does that, another reason that he does that is because he doesn't want you to take the same things that he's confiding in you with and have you turn around and use that against us. So we'd rather keep it to ourselves and deal with it ourselves as well. And that's a big thing, man. That's a big thing. But I feel you, bro. I feel you, man. Wow.
Right.
You come in here getting all philosophical on us, bro.
I understand, man. I didn't know what I was going to say when I came in here, man. I didn't want to put all that stuff. You know what I mean? But seriously, man, when you're at a certain stage in your life, like I said, I check myself. I listen to the past voices, the ladies that were in my life. I really, truly do. And I have sisters, you know, that I talk to about these things. So I try to bring that newness, that new information, and put that in the mix when I'm in an attempt of meeting someone, getting to know someone, putting that out there, being that person they always say they looking for. When you present that to them, and it's like they think you bullshit when you come with realness. They're so used to being fucked around and played with that when you come with some real wholehearted shit, motherfuckers get it twisted. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? I mean, seriously.
Absolutely.
This is who I am. I wear who I am on my sleeve. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of receiving bullshit. I don't have the energy for a lot of shit these days, man. So I stay cool. I mean, I don't have no issues. I might sound a little hype and, you know, violent or whatever, but I'm cool with who I am and who I'm learning how to be. You know, this is when you got to take some time out to learn yourself. Huh?
I said, that's what it's all about, bro.
I'm saying, you know, you got to learn yourself. Sometimes we just got to sit our asses down and deal with who we are. Learn ourselves. And I hear a lot of women say, learn to love yourself. You know, the truth of the matter is we're looking for someone else to love. And we're looking for someone to love us as well. See, like
as
I
well,
said, if I
right.
just want movement, if I just want movement, I can go further. We can go further if we just into movement. But if you in possession of some type of morality, you know, a spiritual, if you're looking for a spiritual connection, you know, I'm not looking for just someone just to kiss. We can kiss all night long. But I'm looking for someone that got that special kiss that when my lips are pressed up against hers, I want to see fire. I really want to see firecrackers. I want to see fireworks. You know, that might sound just, you know, is that too much to ask for? Give me a fireworks display.
I tell you
I want that.
This, hey man, listen. This is what I'm gonna do for you. This is what I'm gonna do for you, man. The next woman
what
that you ready
do?
To kiss, man, you wait till you let me know, man. I'll be right there lighting all the fireworks, man, so you can see him go off.
No, man, you might get in the way, bro. You be jumping across the table and stuff. You might fuck the game up, bro.
I mean, I you know, I appreciate everything, but, man, you be jumping across the table, bro.
Boy, you hilarious, man. Hey, man. Yes, sir, man. I appreciate you, man, for being transparent about what the friend want, you know. That's a really good thing that you're speaking on that friend's behalf, man, and I can dig it, man. But now
mm-hmm.
that we've gotten that out of the way, man, I'm anxious to hear for real the poet Douglas Peace, man, what you got for us tonight.
Man, I'm going to tell you right now, man. After you done got me to speak all out and all like that, man, I don't even feel like being old. You know what I'm saying, bro? You know, you put me all out there in the business, in the streets. You know?
Hey, man. You press one. I didn't.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, it's on my phone. So, you know what I mean? I'm programmed that way when I call into this show. Hey, in the meantime, look, I want to send a shout out to Myrtle the Squirting Turtle. Squirt, squirt.
Oh,
yeah.
Hello.
So, mm-hmm. So, bro,
squirt,
look. Squirt. Yep. Stop, bro. You're going to get us in trouble. Hey, listen.
Right.
Listen.
What's
hey,
up, bro?
I wrote a piece. I just wrote this piece, right? I was writing this when the show was coming on. I'm not really happy with it because it went in a whole different direction than when I started. You know, I just lost the train of thought or whatever. I don't know where it went. But I'm not happy with this piece, but I'm going to do it since I wrote it, you know.
Let everybody else.
Title.
Be happy with it. The mic is yours, bro.
All right, let me. Thank you, bro. Let me clean my glasses off real quick. I whisper. All right, now. All right, my brother. Here we go. She was but a whisper. I couldn't hear her. When once I could hear her heartbeat. Beautiful she was to look at, but I no longer see her. She's cloaked in invisibility, doesn't want to be seen. These fingers of mine at one time longed to hold her, loved touching her, but the tips have gone numb. They are no longer equipped to read the braille. I can't feel her. Her aroma, it still lingers. Her fragrance, perfuming, seeking in hopes of consuming the halls of these nostrils, instigating, provoking me. Yet unscented are the memories attached. Right now, love has an odor that stinks. It reeks of happiness gone bad. She's a black widow. You know how they do. You're dead after one mates with you. So don't go getting caught up in that perfume. It's a trap and a lure that'll snare you. Yet she was so beautiful. Once she got you where she wanted you. So deceitful, she fed off the hearts of her men just to feed her ego. Her ass was her superpower. See, she could fuck for hours. Have you thinking that you're getting good head, but instead your other head is being mind-controlled. Run, don't walk. Save your soul. That's the truth of how it be when love's gone cold. Cold and stagnant. Instead of it just being over, this motherfucker will push shit further. See, shit don't be over until she drains the life out of you. Shit, if you got away with your heart still pulsating in your chest, you're lucky. You best thank the Most High for that four-leaf clover. I'm still trying to get over her. The good parts, the bad. It's hard to do. Shit, she had all that ass. breasts so firm, them perfectly formed nips I love to sip, but it wasn't worth it. Have you under her spell once she put those lips on you? And another thing I meant to tell you, huh? I'm not your wallet, boo. This bank is closed. That shit shut down. All decibels, huh? Removed. You and your weave can now leave. No need to stick out that ass. I've been there before. Huh? Yo, I'm going past. And as she and her horsehair sashayed away, all I could do was bite my lips and stare. She was so fucking beautiful. Shit. But so was cocaine when I was hooked on that shit. And like that shit, I can still hear her calling. But now her voice is but a whisper. I can no longer hear her. I can no longer hear her nor touch her. Not with these fingers. Like a ghost in the wind, she wears a cloak of invisibility. I can't see her. I can't see her. But neither can she. Her image doesn't show up in any mirrors. She's a vampire. Dracula's fucking granddaughter. See ya. For real.
Yo, let me just say, I don't understand what your issue is with this piece, but this piece right here is fire. Real talk. Like, I love the way that you transition in this piece. And the metaphors were crazy. I was like, yo. It's like, yo. You just went everywhere with this piece. And that's what make it so fire. Dracula's granddaughter? Bro, what the hell?
That was the very last thought I had. So I'm glad I added it because it made it seem like it was some kind of shit I was talking about.
Yo, nah, this was a pretty transparent piece, whether you realize it or not.
I'm not sure, man.
I like that. I like that reference. The one line where you said that he was hooked on cocaine. Yo, man.
Yeah.
You just wrote that for the show. Bruh, come on, man.
I just wrote that, man. You know, when I, like I say, you ever deal with somebody, I ain't trying to hold y'all up. Y'all hold y'all horses. But this is just like what I was saying earlier, man. It could be the most beautiful person, man. It was somebody I tried to hold on to because they're just so beautiful on the outside.
Yeah.
So beautiful, man.
Yep.
And when I found the strength to have an adult conversation, because they say most men will just roll out or cause an argument to break up or whatever. No, but like I said, I had become mature. And this one time I have actually had a conversation and said, yo, we got to end this.
Wow.
And as my lips were moving, something inside of me was yearning. It was like, what the fuck, you know? Oh, you know, that's when you say, look, like, can we have sex one last time? Because you know what I'm saying? You don't really want to let them go, but you know you have to. You have to move on.
Man.
It was just that type of thing. So like
wrote
I said,
a book about it.
You know what I mean? She was so beautiful, but so was cocaine when I was hooked on that shit. You know?
Bruh.
Let's talk about it.
Hey, man. Hey. Let's definitely talk about it, man. That was some intense ink. For real.
Well, thank you, man. I ain't expect to be up in here all this long, giving up all my soul and stuff like that, bro. But
hey, it's
that's
all good, man. That kind of happens, man. When you come to Let's Talk About It, I mean, the show is Let's Talk About It. So, one thing we're going to do here is we're going to talk. And if you call this show, and you don't expect there to be any conversation, you might as well go ahead and hang up. But we're going to talk.
Yeah. So.
But.
Everybody else might as well press 1, 2. I see a couple names in there because I popped in the studio. I see some names.
I want to see y'all push the 1-2. I didn't think about my business.
It's a whole lot of.
I want to say hi to Miss Shawnee. How you doing, baby? Hey, Shawnee. I see you, girl. Yeah, I threw her under the bus like that.
I see.
So if anybody, I'm going to say it like this. If anybody looking for a spiritual connection, if you want to kiss a man and travel to the moon, I'm trying to tell you, you know, hit me up in my inbox, baby, baby. And that's that piece.
All right, man.
No questions.
Listen.
I'm tired of changing my seats.
He and I are not the same. I'm just saying.
You're nasty.
But bro, amen.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
Let everybody know where they can cop these dynamic raw links. Yo, I can't wait. He's working on something for me.
All you got to do is go to Raw Links, be raw at facebook.com or Raw Links LLC. Hey, see what you like. Screenshot of it and hit me in my inbox, either under those things, Raw Links LLC, Raw Links at facebook.com or under author Larry D. Maddox. Inbox me with it. We could talk about it. If you want more information on any piece, this is precious gems. Precious crystals, metals, stones, and even wood has properties to them that are healing. If you want to know more information about these gems, just hit me up if it's just about that. You want to know their healing properties, how they're beneficial to you. Hit me up right there. Why be average when you can be raw? Come on now. Evolve. And that's that piece.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, brother. We're going to send you over to the VIP lounge. So you can
hey,
go ahead
one
and
love,
get
man.
That Italian bubbly. One love, one mic.
One love,
remember,
one mic.
Take yourself off.
Baby, baby. Later, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is for real the poet Douglas, y'all.
This is Tiffany Radio, the real entertainment network. Be me.
Your Portia Asset, the next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Epiphany Radio.
All right. Welcome back to Epiphany Radio tonight. It's Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. The dial-in number, if you're listening in online, 319-527-6300. And please, by all means, go ahead and press that 1. If you're already here and you'd like to be a part of this conversation and poetry, please press 1. I am your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And tonight, we're discussing what is keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship. Let's talk about it. Next up on the mic, we got my good brother, Just Jay, is in the building. What's good with you, Just Jay?
What's going on with you, bro? I've been checking out the show, man.
How you been liking it so far, my brother?
Man, I love this. I love this segment right here, man. You know, relationships and love, poetry, that's been my thing since forever. Love and breakup and the whole nine.
Oh, man. Forever, ever, and ever, ever?
Forever.
That's what I'm talking about, my brother. Man, you know that's my favorite genre of poetry is romance, love. I love writing about it. I love the feeling of it. So I'm right there with you, my brother. I'm right there with you.
I was glad when you brought it back, man. I was really glad when you brought it back because, you know, poets are screwed up people, and we need this decompression on the relationship front. And this right here provides that, man. Finding that niche, man.
Hey, man, it's my pleasure, man. I'm just doing what the universe tells me to do, man. You know, we people as well as poets, and you know, we got some stuff that we need to talk about, man. Share it with each other. Maybe we can change the world in other ways other than just by our poetry. You know what I mean?
Right, one person at a time.
Yes,
or
sir.
One caller,
yes,
and it's right here.
Yes, sir. One caller. Hey, man, so let's get into the nitty-gritty, Jess J. What's keeping
you
from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship?
You know what, man? I just had a wedding anniversary on the 15th, man, and when you get a woman, you get that first initial woman, and, you know, the man, he's putting his best foot forward to, and then after the novelty of it wears off, and then you got to go ahead and deal with this section of the relationship. And as time keep on progressing, by the time you learn one thing, you got to go ahead and learn the next thing. So right now I'm in the process of learning something right now. Yeah.
It's all right, bro. That's all right, man. At least you can acknowledge and you know where you are in your journey and in your process. And, you know, I think I've said this to someone this week, actually. Before I get to that, congratulations on your anniversary. That's a great milestone.
Thank you, bro.
And I told them, I said, you know, I said, most people think that when you get married and you say, I do, the work is done. You got that person, y'all good, y'all married. Good. Hey, that's so not true. You got more work to do after you say I do. Man, your work intensifies because now you
and
got
it's not
the
as
work.
Glamorous even.
No, man, no. Now you got the work to make sure that you're keeping that foundation, that glue together after you say I do. You know, and I often have these conversations with God about my two failed I do's, and you know, He and I have this ongoing thing between He and I about what happened and why it happened, and you know, certain things I'm not willing to accept, you know, certain things that I really don't want to hear, but He keeps telling me anyway. So,
right.
But you got to keep at it, man. You got to keep at it. One of the key components of any relationship, not just a marriage, but any relationship, you got to keep dating your partner. You got to keep dating them.
You do.
Because
and that's hard,
too,
man, because, like, when things like time and money and the rest of that, and, you know, like this COVID thing, now, like, you just can't go to a restaurant and go ahead and date, man. You got to be a little bit more creative. Got to try to find some places
outside. Absolutely. Bring that restaurant. Outside, man. Bring that restaurant. Bring that restaurant home. Shoot.
You talking
about?
Hey, you know how long we've been married? That is true. backhanded date. No, that's a real date.
Yeah, you got to, because what you do is you know your lady, you know your wife, you know where she likes to go eat, what's her favorite spot. Okay. Go to the place. Get a menu. Get two menus.
But,
go ahead. Sit down. Hey, babe, what you want? You know, that's the menu. Sit down, light some candles, look over the menu, act like y'all on a real date. And then she say what she want. Go in that kitchen and whip it up.
No. But that might end up happening, but you can't say it. You can't suggest it.
Hey, man. Yes, sir. I'm glad to hear that, man. I'm glad to hear you in the show, man. Dope perspective on the topic tonight, man. Certainly, what year is this, if it's not too much to share?
It's about 12 or 13, but we've been together for like 22, 23, somewhere around there, man.
Oh, man, that's wonderful. That's wonderful, man.
Hey, shoot,
I love that,
man. And even when a woman's body starts changing, man, you know, that's something for you to go ahead and roll with and the rest of that, you know. You be watching
listen,
married with children and stuff, pig running around chasing now with it.
You know what I say, Just Jay? I say, you know what, baby? Your body going to change. Uh-huh. Guess what? Mine done already changed. You better come on and level up on this old tire iron I got.
I know. In all its glory, baby. You know what it is.
You know what it is, girl. You know what it is. Come on, go ahead, go ahead. And that's what I'd be like, my boys. Tony. Lay your head on my pillow. Hey, man, listen, excellent perspective on the topic tonight, bro. I appreciate you, man. But listen, what piece would you like to share with us tonight?
All right. I'm about to do a piece about my wife, the muse that she is.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, sir. Tasty was the solemnity of her chemistry. She was balanced in every way. She was afraid of not being enough, so humility was her way. And her path was paved in meek gentleness, and roses swooned in her wake. Although this she did not know, because she only looked forward. From her smile to her scowl, it was all generated from inner sincerity. If I spoke, she heard me, and I always waited patiently for her words. Words, her words, were always licked with honey. Poem.
Oh, man, did you say her words was always licked with honey?
Yes, sir.
Bro, where you be coming up with these lines, bro?
Oh, they just your lines. They just recycle. You don't recognize them.
That was a brilliant comeback, bro. That's a brilliant comeback. Hey, man. No, but all serious, man. This was another beautiful piece, man. I loved it. I love your pieces, man. For a while there, I'm just gonna put it out there, man. For a while, you know, my favorite piece. I ain't heard it in a very long time. So I really believe in two more weeks on Let's Talk About It, I really believe that that piece might need to be spit. So I might have to build a show around an awkward theme, relationship theme, just so that I can hear that piece. So I'm just putting it out into the atmosphere right now so that you'll know. Right. You know what I'm saying, brother?
Yeah, I got you loud and clear, and I'll be here next week to go ahead and see what the theme is, too.
No, I won't be here next week now. It'll be the Pearl of Negro the week after.
Oh, I'm about to tell you what I want to
do. Listen, forgive me, the Pearl of Negro, but I don't want Poetic Therapy to get my poem. I want my poem on my show. They can't have that one. Nah, you get them something else.
Because I should have brought him in. Like, well, he's talking to bring me in.
All right, Jay, I'm going to get you a note to the VIP now. Time, man, I need you to grab two glasses of bubbly, one for you and one for the missus, man, so y'all toast again.
She like Pinot Grigio. She like her wine that tastes like.
Oh, well, that's just more for you. You just drink them both. That's all right.
All right, bro.
All right, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that's our good brother Just Jay coming through, putting it down. We're gonna keep this party going. Next up, y'all, is one half host of Poetic Therapy. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Poetry Morrow is in the building. What's good with you, my brother?
Man, it's all beautiful. What's good with you, man?
Oh, man, just enjoying the night, man. Good conversation, good poetry, man. Just enjoying how we have to be able to be people first and then poets, because, you know, it's who we are. We're poets all the time, but we're also people too, man, you know?
Absolutely. Now, did that brother say, dipped his words in honey, his woman's words in honey? Like, wow.
Man, that's what I was saying, bro. I was like, man, I don't know where he came up with that line, but that was a serious line right there. Serious line.
Yeah, I'm like, wow. You can't mess with that, brother.
At all, man. At all. So good brother. Good brother, good brother, good brother. Let's talk about this here question tonight, man. Let's hear the djembe poet's response to this. What is keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship? Let's talk about it.
Man, well, you believe that you have conquered that mountain, but then you discover that you're on the wrong mountain, or you still have a couple of feet, a few feet, but nevertheless, you stay on that side and just claim victory, or you just say, and you just right, you by a couple of feet at the peak, and you say, damn, I failed. I'm going back down.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Honestly, it really, you know, let's be blunt. It's really hard to ascertain why people don't take it to that next level. There's a level of fear. There's a level of apprehension. There's a level of baggage, PTSD. So many things,
okay,
variables that give a sense of reluctance to go further, you know.
Wow.
And I think situation that you recognize that you are trying to seek balance. You just one thing you need to understand, you know, is that, you know, for me, I'm looking for that sense of balance. I'm not looking for somebody who's in front of me or ahead of me. She needs to be side by side. We exchange ideas, we exchange our connection, and every time that the intimacy is built upon the spiritual component, not just love, not just you just want to, you know, do, which of course nothing wrong with that. Sometimes you just want to fuck.
Right.
but you have to have that level of balance, and I guess that, you know, you go through all these tangibles and you feel that that person don't meet those expectations. And which leads to the fact that I think in this day and age, and even though I'm in my 50s, you know, and we kind of put past all these things that are going on in terms of relationship with the younger generation, we nevertheless are caught up into this component of I. What I want. I demand this for my relationship. I demand my woman to look a certain way or be a certain way. I demand my man to have this, to have that. It's all about the component of I. And it's very, very little of the we. And I'm not saying that we're perfect. Now, we're not saying that the older generation, the baby boomers and the Gen Xers were perfect and stuff, but I think there is a little bit of semblance of we. You know?
Yeah.
What are we building and stuff? So, you know, yeah, you hear, and I heard it earlier in the show about the situation, oh, I'm trying to keep the family together, or I don't want to, you know, get divorced and stuff because, you know, despite all the things that he's doing, I still love him and stuff. And, yeah, that could be very difficult, very complicated, but nevertheless, there's a sense of, at least as blind it may seem, there's a sense of we that's playing its part. So now you're about to say something?
No, I was about to say that's a very deep perspective when you start talking about we. And that's exactly what it's supposed to be when two people are in a relationship together. It's now we, you know, we have to maintain this household. We have to raise these kids. We have to make sure these bills are paid. It's always a we. It's always a we. I agree with that. You never forget I in the we component. But when it comes to, you have to let go of the selfishness for the sake of we. It's all right to have that. the individual time is definitely fine to have that and still be an individual, because you have to progress as an individual to be able to progress in the we. So, man, that's a deep perspective. And then you talk about PTSD, which is a very real thing, PTSD from relationships. You know, most people think of PTSD trauma from military, but no, man, it can be from a relationship component, which is why most people need get some type of therapy or some type of counseling to make sure that they're okay. Man, great points, brother. Man, great points.
Well, I think there's a lot of reluctance about therapy, and I think that is the utmost importance to, you know, have the exchange of ideas and just, you know, basically, you know, I think when I was 20, 30 years ago, when the movie Soul Food came out, you know, that time when we are at that time to come together as a family and you just talk and have conversation, I said to myself, you know what, that's how the way I want my relationship to manifest itself. You know, all the daytime and all the, you know, going out and stuff and all the intimacy where we're, when you're squirting. All that time you squirted and doing all this freaky sexual extravaganza, you know what I'm saying? We could make somebody squirt like that, but that's a whole other story. Anyway,
the situation
is, you take that time, all that time, and you sit with your woman or with your man. And you talk about things that are going on, really deep, intimate things. You know what I'm saying? Things that, you know, forget about your buddy or your homegirl and stuff. You know, your best friend should. You always hear that I want my significant other to be my best friend.
Absolutely.
But you need, but something we don't act like. I don't know about you. That's a whole other thing, bro. It's like I think we want our best friends, but are we really acting like that? Because there are some things you need to explain with your wife more than you explain with your buddy. And I think,
there's a reason why we feel comfortable talking to our buddies, because our buddies is going to look at us differently, isn't going to judge us, isn't going to have these extra thoughts, if you will,
right.
Whereas our significant other will, and it shouldn't be that way. And one of the things that I desire in my next relationship is to make sure that we can talk about any and everything, you know, without anybody feeling any type of way. And that's where the friendship component comes in. That, you know, you got to be friends before you can even be any type of lovers, because it's very important that as friends we're able to discuss things, so that when we're lovers, those things we can still discuss without giving each other the side eye or feeling bad or indifferent about it. It's just, okay, but I need to talk to you about this. You know, this happened today, and I don't want her to be like, well, what did you do about it? I want her to be like, well, dang, well, how did that make you feel? You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
Good point.
I think it's a situation that it's like you just simply want to have the ear to listen. And in terms of, and that's a, in terms of, you know, having that best friend, it's like it's so complicated, because usually you have a lot of female friends, which I do, you know, that I can, you know, I can have these, I have to have these conversations and stuff. And it's like, you know, but you can't have with the woman that you're involved with. It's crazy. It's kind of mind-boggling. I don't know.
It is. No, you're more than right. My brother, dang.
My brother,
I enjoyed your perspective on the topic. But now I need to hear, we want to hear your poetry.
Right.
If you're ready, The mic is yours.
Okay. I guess this piece is a very perfect segue to what we're discussing. Presence sustained. Boosting transcripts under tea candles and sage smoke. Shits and giggles foster attraction. Obviously relishing related commonality of pet peeves and silly spats over raised toilet seats, dirty dishes left overnight. Warm musing on dark mornings, stargazing on our way to work. Ancestral altars built collective memoirs of union creating the two of us. Power couple reinvented, no economic strife, collaborative efforts, right picking, sneaking kisses at stop signs, smashing divides against antagonists, attempting but failing to disturb this groove, flying upon love wings and constant use of metaphors cliched and corny as hell, describing a thousand away how we work each other's nerves, writing about you, thinking about you, gives me chills and mental blocks simultaneously. There's no need to go further except that I'm glad we're one. And yeah, I'll go put the toilet seat down and go wash the dishes. Love you, babe. MD.
Oh, man. Oh, man. That was so loving, bro. Man. Yeah, I'll put the toilet seat down and go wash the dishes, babe. Love you, babe. Hey, man. Hey, this felt like more of a conversation piece. Just how you feel about her in that moment and the things that you're willing to do to make sure that there's still peace.
Yeah.
Dynamic Inc, bro. Dynamic Inc. My brother.
And don't forget, if she's doing that waterfall thing on you, and she that means you are hitting the well and stuff, you want to make sure that you keep that. So, yeah, let me bust them suds so you can bust that nut. And she busts that waterfall.
Yeah. Hey, man.
Got a little bit of that. Anyway, man,
hey,
let me get out of here. Every other Saturday next
got
Saturday.
Going on, man.
Yeah, about to do that right now. Every other Saturday, it is Poetic Therapy with myself and the lovely, beautiful, sexy-ass La Perla Negra. We'll be doing, you know, coming in to heal your souls, feed your poems, and give you a little therapeutic. So, oh, and yes, this fall, The Vibe with myself and Poetically, Casey Poetically Speaking Kindly. I'll keep you guys posted.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it, good brother. Hey, man, get on over to the VIP lounge, grab you a glass of bubbly, and stick around and enjoy the remainder of the show, my good brother.
All right, will do. Feel the vibe.
Feel the vibe. Ladies and gentlemen, Rob Poetry Marlboro, check him out next Saturday here with La Perla and Negra Poetic Therapy, y'all. We're going to keep this party going. Next up on the mic, we got Epiphany's own Kimbrella Renee, a.k.a. Hurricane. Welcome. How you feeling, honey?
I'm good. I had to make sure I stopped through this evening, and loving the topic, very much needed. Feel like the conversation needs to be had more often in relationships, you know, prior to you getting there. I was hearing you and La Perla Negra talk about it earlier. Like, you know, I definitely agree with what you were saying, like, to understand that, you know, not that you're going to go in, you know, to intentionally hurt anyone, but we're people,
right?
And we're flawed, very flawed.
Absolutely.
So it's almost inevitable. You might think, you know, you're doing the best thing from your experience, but that might be a trigger for that person,
mm-hmm.
for the worst experience, you know. So I definitely feel you on that. But I'm enjoying the conversation. I really am.
Well, thank you, darling. Thank you, darling. Well, listen, let's add you to the conversation then, shall we?
Sure. Absolutely.
What is keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship?
Lack of commitment. I'll just say this from my experience. People want so much and they're willing to put out so little or come to the table with so little. And, you know, it's very self. I just see a lot of selfishness. You know, that's what I've at least been running into. Just not willing to do the work or just wanting so much more from me, but then not coming to the table. You want commitment. You want everything that comes with the commitment, but you don't want to commit. And I don't have time for that. I, you know, when I go into a relationship, I don't date just for fun. At this stage in my life, I'm not out there dating just to have a good Saturday night, Friday night. Like, I'm looking for a long-term partner. So I take
right.
this thing very seriously, and I come willing to do the work. But like I said, I feel like, you know, just from my experience, I've ran in, especially in my last experience, just wanting so much from me, you know, almost like wifely material from me, but not really willing to, you know, do your part or the commitment. And I'm like, nah, that math,
you know,
is what? Not balanced. I don't know what math that is, but okay.
You know what? That's ooh. You just said something that just struck a chord with me.
Mm-hmm.
He wants the wifely duties of you, but not willing to commit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
But can we flip that? Because there are women out there that want the husband duties.
Absolutely.
But aren't willing to commit.
Not willing
Yo,
to. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's selfishness.
That's it. Oh, my God.
Selfishness.
Yeah, that is selfishness. Absolutely, that is selfishness. Absolutely.
You know, this I deserve behavior, but it's like, okay, a lot of people say they want, they deserve, but they have no idea on what it takes to maintain. After you get it, you have to then
Agreed.
Maintain it. And not just relationship, anything in life.
Right.
You could apply that to
right.
any layer of life. The easy 100%. Part is getting it, you know. We all, you know, are, you know, we're attracted to certain things. Okay, great. You know, you get the attraction part over. You get the conversation going. The work comes in maintaining it. And
Absolutely.
That's when people drop the ball. The inner work that it takes. A lot of people,
yeah.
they get to a certain place and they don't, that inner work scares the hell out of them.
Yeah, I got some thoughts around certain things when it comes to not willing to do the work, which, in my opinion, people resort to having others in the relationship because they're not willing to do the work to make the relationship
mm-hmm.
they have work. But that's a whole another thing that strikes a chord with me. But you definitely raise a whole lot of points of the point that I did not hear tonight about the commitment. And man, y'all know men don't have commitment issues, right? They can commit. We commit to football every Sunday. We commit to our basketball
exactly.
games. We commit to any other hobbies. We will commit to going out with the fellas once a week just to get a drink. So we don't have commitment issues. It's what we want to commit to. So you're 100% correct.
Absolutely.
100% correct.
Yeah, and I find that for me specifically, I'll say this for me, I've run into an issue where, you know, and I've been told this, and I'm like, you know, I try to figure out what to do with it, but because I'm a very self-sufficient woman, sometimes I've been told that it comes off like the man is not needed. They don't feel needed. And I'm just like, I don't know, I struggle with that because I'm just like, So you want me to water myself down? Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, it's a very
that's I mean, there are those tendencies that come off, but a strong man is not going to see it as that. Strong man is going
right.
to see it like, oh, baby, you on your grind. That's what I'm talking about. And what that's supposed to do is if he's not there, hopefully he will see you doing that and want to step his game up so that y'all can be on the same page together. Because it ain't nothing like two CEOs in the house winning.
That part.
So,
see, I guess that's my mindset. My mindset is like, and even with me, like if I get into a relationship with a man, like, you know, got his stuff together, it's going to make me want to go harder because I want to match that
nice.
Energy. You know what I mean? So we can build
yeah.
that empire,
yeah.
you know, that we, but I don't know, like, it from what I've experienced, it for me, it kind of brings this, I got to find a way to control her because I don't feel like she needs me in any other area, so I got to find some area where I can control. And it's just like, whoa, like, this is not a competition. Clearly,
right.
you know what I mean?
Right.
You're a man, I'm
right.
a woman, I understand
right.
my position. But I don't know. It's just, it's very difficult. Like, I know I can come across a bit aggressive to some men, but I don't know. I just feel like it's, I don't know if I should be out here watering myself down to stroke your ego
you
either. Like, I'm not
you been not.
Doing that.
You been not. Listen.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not
Listen.
Doing that. Like,
don't
it's just
you water
not going to happen. I've done it
nobody.
Before.
No,
I've done
no,
it before.
No,
and
dude.
Let me tell you, oh, man, I tried the whole damn scrolling distress, you know, to make that person feel a little, you know, manlier or more masculine, and it's, man, that didn't work. Because then it's like, you don't even know what you're asking for, because what you're asking for, you're
right.
not going to like that either, because that's not me. That's not me.
Right. Yeah, don't put yourself in an unhappy version of yourself to make someone else happy. Absolutely not.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's really what it's been, because I had a, you know, I just got into something that started off very, you know, from a spiritual aspect. We started out as best friends. We've known each other, you know, since childhood. So a lot of familiarity there, a lot of things in common. And this particular person also, I don't mind a man having female friends because I have a lot of male friends. What I have a problem with is you not knowing how to set boundaries when your female friends overstep
yep.
those boundaries.
Yep.
You know, like, your
yep.
female friends should not be calling you at 2, 3 in the morning. Like, hey, what's friendly about 2, 3 in the morning? I'm trying to, yeah.
you
know,
ain't
stuff like that,
two,
it's just like,
the
yeah, it's nothing
only,
friendly
only thing,
about, you know, yeah.
Only thing friendly about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning is if we're in two different time zones. That's it. I ain't got
and
nothing else for it.
Exactly. So, yeah, it's just a lot of selfishness going on that I want, and I want you to do, and I want you to do, and I'm going to do the bare minimum, but I want you to do it all. I want you to go over and beyond, but I'm coming to the table with the bare minimum. No, not acceptable.
Uh-uh.
Not acceptable.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, Queen, I love your perspective on this topic tonight. Thank you for being transparent. And may I say, what a dynamic show was had last night on Renaissance Poetry.
Oh,
y'all, if y'all
gosh.
Missed it,
I'm
you got
so
to go
glad
back to
you
the
were present.
Back.
Yes, I am so happy you were present to participate in that, because talk about a celebration of life and art
yes.
and family
yes.
and joy and laughter and just good times, you know, and that's,
absolutely.
You know, just like this show here and, you know, what happened last night, I feel like some platforms are missing that. And just life is missing that. You know, everybody, the pandemic
right.
has really tapped on a lot of, you know, mental disorders and depression, and people are missing real joy from their lives.
Yep.
And that's what I felt
absolutely.
Last night, like real joy.
Yeah. Real joy. Definitely agree.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. Now, what piece would you like to share with us tonight?
All right. So I don't have names for them. I'm gonna ask you to choose which one you want to hear. So they're both obviously about love, both about, you know, semi-issues. One is about kind of, you know, how I ended the conversation we just had of, you know, just understanding some things, kind of being fed up and coming to that understanding that I'm not going to accept it. And then the other one is more of a togetherness, but realizing there's some issues that haunt the relationship.
Ooh, let's hear the second one. Yeah, let's hear that one.
Okay. Here we go. 3 a.m. And here I am again in this bed, breathing through the moments, eyes overflowing and pride open by the fingertips of my emotions while sleep rejects me, my heart howling and haunted by our last exchange as it stained our heels with all the names that we've never healed from. Something has to change, but functioning in fear is fatal to the flux that once clutched us through over 1,000 miles, holding us so close that arms and hands would envy the grip. Yet I'm restless because I'm feeling the slip, and I need your lips grazing the lobe of my ear so I can hear the urgency in your breathing when I'm near. So hold me close, because in these times it's becoming more hellbound to shift through the carcasses and chokes of past smoke where our eyes have cried rivers as long as ancestral lineage. Hold me close until we can no longer tell the difference between our heartbeats as we release oxytocin, streams of dopamine, and potions of serotonin in sync. We turn the keys to the doors that still hold those cellular memories so sore to the touch that when we brush against conversation skin, the shutdown begins. But see, nobody wins when the core is silenced or the royalty of the mind is manipulated by emotional, narcissistic, and egotistical tyrants. So please, hold me close. Let's leave the post of dark and cast light upon the areas where we are most broken so healing can soak in. Let's turn the flashlight on without the gaslights that ignite wildfires and char our existence beyond recognition, causing our eyes to only see the damage and burn degrees. Please, hold me close, and I will hold you just the same, so our pain can explain and exclaim without the shame, humiliation, or victim game. See, we came together for reasons beyond the natural, and we pay rent for this space through our obedience, because the super intended this to be our season's residence for as long as it takes to gravitate towards his lessons. This is the blessing in the intersection of our paths. So hold me close, as one day the memories might be all that we have. And we need them to be epic. We need them to be respected. We need them to hold the message even through the rocks and hard places. We need them to be sacred. So let's face this like cards flipped over upon a table to reveal their value face up. Only this is not a gamble. This is not for bragging rights, points, or coins. This is for the versions of you and me that needed each other to discover just how deep we're willing to dive within our own eyes and admit the truth about even our biggest lies. So that should we receive the blessed call to the sun's next lighting of the sky, we will be just that lit, just as open, soaking up the vitamins of life in the humblest form, giving a funeral to our doubts so that our dreams can be reborn and we can feel our pulses amplify in the connection that magnifies between you and I, certified every time we hold each other close. Peace.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There was so much in this piece. But that last line, we solidify as we hold each other close. This is beautiful. This is beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
Wow.
And I feel like that's missing. Like, even that, just knowing how to hold on to each other. I feel like a lot of relationships, there's so many sideliners and so many others outside of the relationship that has so much to say that you forget how to hold each other close. You almost forget why you two even bonded, because you're too busy listening to everybody outside.
Amelia talked about that in her dissertation of the question, and it's so true. Wow.
Yeah.
I got so many thoughts and so many memories about just that whole statement there, just giving me flashbacks of 'cause my family thought I was, my brothers and my sisters thought I was a little standoffish when I was married my first wife, because I told them, I said, I'm not listening to nothing y'all got to say when it comes to my wife. That's my wife. You don't have anything to do with her. You're not with her. I'm with her.
That's right.
So,
Yeah.
I love it.
Absolutely.
Dynamite piece. Thank you so much. Now, before I get you over to the VIP lounge and grab you a glass of bubbly, let everybody know what you got going on in Epiphany Radio.
Absolutely. Well, just as Van just stated, if you were not present last night, you missed one hell of a celebration of light and art. I am one half, or one third, I should say, of Renaissance Poetry that takes place every other Friday, hosted by Keith Eric, a.k.a. the Renaissance Poet, a.k.a. Iceberg, myself, and Sister Taraji, which is Trisha Stanberry. We celebrated her last night. It was actually her birthday. You know, so that is a platform you can come through and spit your best shit. When we say that, it's not about impressing us. It's about that piece that makes you feel confident about what you do. All genres of poetry are welcome. We have a good time. We network. We vibe. We listen to good music. And then we send you off into the weekend with some dope vibes and energy. So we aired last night, so our next show will actually be July 1st. And that's at 9 p.m.
Right.
Central, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
All right, y'all heard it here. Make sure y'all tune in. Man, I'm looking forward, because I will be back. Like I said, it's summertime, baby. My Fridays is free to mingle on the show. And I got to tell y'all, that little cipher round that y'all did, oh, man, that was fire. Ooh, that was fire.
You know, Trish had... See, she didn't have any idea that she thought it was just going to be our normal, you know, host fit. She had no idea I was going to get Demetra and Champ and Lyrical Toy, who are part of, like, you know, we all kind of started together. So trying to hold that from her all week, that was so hard not to let that slip.
Oh,
but, yeah,
man.
It was fire. I agree. It was fire. I enjoyed it a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Get on over to that VIP lounge, grab you some bubbly, and stick around and enjoy the remainder of the show.
I absolutely will. Thank you. I'll continue to listen.
Thank you. All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Kimbrella Belay, one third host of Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric and Trisha Stansberry. Man, that show was fire last night.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Song, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, welcome back to Epiphany Radio. Tonight is Let's Talk About It, where we're doing date night differently. I would give you the dial-in number, but guess what? We're in overtime. And, if they didn't dial in by now, they can't get in. But you're still here with me. So, I'm your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And tonight we're talking about what is keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship. Next up on the mic, y'all, we have poetess, songstress. Oh, man, how many accolades can we give this beautiful young lady? Graphic arts, you know, promoter. You know what? Ladies and gentlemen, Teela Shao. Hey, Queen, how you doing?
Hello. I'm good, poetic. How are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm good. Listening in to the show, I'm telling you, it's definitely an education, and all of the responses to the question and everything like that have been phenomenal. It's bashing and all.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I loved everyone's perspective because it comes from a genuine place. You know, one thing about these kinds of questions is you have to be yourself. And thank you for brainstorming with me as we talked about this very question and, you know, where I was going to go with it. And I appreciate you for, you know, talking me through it and giving me some perspective because the y'all see that graphic on the event page? Yeah, she did it. She did it. Yeah, she did it. That's right. Thank you for that as well. So, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
What's keeping you from resting?
There's so many things that I've heard tonight. Kimbrella Renee's response, Rob Poetry Morrow's response, Danielle's response. It's like, and even the poetical angel queen.
Absolutely.
I've listened to everyone's response here, and I'm relieved that I'm not the only one, but but for me, Rob Poetry Morrow said a lot when he said something about having emotional PTSD. Talk about my situation so much. I'm a widow, and so dating after being a widow has been like trash. well, not thanks to her, but you know, the word trash.
right.
But what I've learned after that I appreciate a lot is reciprocity and consistency. That's something that I require. You know, because I'm a person that loves to give. I give with my whole heart. And, I mean, if I give more of myself emotionally, physically, truly, and financially, and there's no replenishment,
okay.
There's like, yeah, you'll feel empty. And you have to sit there and go through trying to struggle to get that back. So I've tried the whole dating thing, and right now I'm on halt, kind of. I mean, I'm saying that I'm not open, but I have to heal that part of myself, if that makes sense.
Understood.
And of course, with the fact that I'm very ambitious, my time is kind of, you know, wrapped up in other things and stuff like that. So I'm trying to balance that and open myself up to having more of an intimate relationship, if that makes sense. So, yeah.
It does. It does. I do understand that. dating after being a widow, I don't know what that's like. I do know that I have been on dates after I was widowed from my marriage in terms of the actual physical component of divorce being a death. So I get it, right?
Well, I think it's harder after a divorce because the simple fact is just like a choice had to be made. Mine was circumstantial.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Absolutely.
And there's no way that, you know, you can come out of that unscathed, if that makes sense. Like,
trust me,
you gotta deal with that
I do.
Yeah, you gotta deal with that hurt, that recovery and stuff like that, and then you sit yeah. there and get brave enough to step back out there, and then you still deal with hurt. So.
And that's when the emotional PTSD be hitting, you know, and it's like, you know, you start to hyperventilate and your heart starts beating all fast. You're like, oh, slow down, slow down, slow down. But,
right.
you know, wow. Doing the work.
One thing I did learn. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I did doing the work. I heard you.
No, I was going to say is doing the work for you, because I do this too. I make sure I'm busy so I don't have time to think about those other things, right?
Right.
And I think that's part of my emotional defense, to make sure that I'm going to be okay, because if I'm unavailable to you, then I know I'm going to be okay, because I'm not putting myself in a space where I have to be concerned about how you're going to treat me, what you're going to say to me, what you will do to me or what you won't do to me, kind of thing. So, yeah, I definitely get that part. But go ahead. What were you going to say?
I put you in the mindset like your money won't break your heart. You know what I'm saying? I've heard that phrase many times. But it's like, yeah, if I stay focused on this, you know, I won't have to worry about the hurt, you know. But you still
right.
have to deal with it, because at the end of the day, you have to discover what your takeaways was from, you know what I'm saying? What did you discover
Absolutely.
About yourself that, you know, what do I want now? You know, I've dealt with this, so now what do I want? And then actually break it down from what you've experienced in whatever relationships in the past, and just, you know, at least now you have a vivid mindset as to what your next goal is in a relationship. And not only that, you have to check your expectations and your intentions. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like,
definitely.
Because sometimes your expectations can be too much for another person.
Yeah.
And
but see, then they need to say that. Right? This is what I was talking about earlier about the whole communication component, is if you as
right.
an individual feel that my expectations are too much for you, then say that. Don't wait until we get, you know, involved, or we're hanging out, we're doing X, Y, and Z, and then, you know, maybe a month, two, three, four, a year, then all of a sudden you say, you know what, your expectations are a little bit too much for me. Yeah, I think I'm going to have to cut this off. Wait, what?
But what if
they
didn't know what your expectation was walking into the relationship? What if it's something that, you know, something came up and there's like a whole new discovery, and, you know, in that moment, you have that expectation and stuff like that. Yes, you have to have that discussion and be plain about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, this is what I was expecting, but this is what happened. So how can we... You know, what do I need to change about my expectation, or how can we come to a common ground? So
yeah, I mean, and that's natural. You know, that's what should happen in relationships, right? That's what creates the harmony in the relationship, because you're able to talk about it, you're able to communicate. But not everyone is mature enough to have those conversations, which is a whole other thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I started writing, I'm not going to lie, like, and it was more or less like a journal entry in a sense, not necessarily meant for poetry, but I could share what I wrote, if that's
Please do.
Okay.
The mic is yours. Absolutely.
Okay. There's no title, of course, because like I said, it's a journal entry. So she has rubbed elbows with the likes of heartbreak, and raised glasses to toast it to intimacy's destruction. And still, she refuses to deny her ability to embrace loving, learning self-reflective lessons along the way, but while hiding from reality, from what the reality has allowed, she discovered more about herself, dark secrets that she'll find difficult to face head on, basking in her speculum. Traversing through the tests and trials that desire presents, she's learned that she speaks her tenderness as it pulsates through her chest. Still proud of the woman she has become while backstroking in devotion, her offerings have been so great in love, so she'll have no regrets about the part she played, but she will learn to check her intentions en route. And that's it.
Oh, man. That's
be continued.
So, yeah. Yeah. Please make sure you continue that because I love what I'm hearing so far.
Well, thank you.
Wow. Toasted to, what was that line again? Toasted with?
He dropped elbows with a life of heartbreak and raised glasses, giving a toast to intimacy's destruction. And
still refusing to deny her.
Sorry?
Now, I was saying toasted to intimacy's destruction. That's serious. God, that's serious.
Yeah, I mean,
Lord.
That's basically what happens in the breakup, right?
Yeah. I can dig it.
When that intimacy is lost, I mean, you're already preparing yourself for the exit strategy.
Agreed. Wow. Okay. All right. Well, ironically, I'm going to send you over to the VIP lounge where you can get a glass so you can toast to something. have you some of that
Listen.
I don't even get involved with that little shenanigans going on over there, to be honest. But you want to go pull back the curtain and hey, that's on you. Uh-uh. That's on you.
No, it's just hot and steamy. Like I can see the steam coming from out of the curtain.
You can
you
see
know,
the steam?
Underneath the curtain.
Yeah. Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No way. All right, stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show, Queen. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Tila Shao. Man. With her perspective on tonight's question. We're going to keep this show going. We're going to move on to the host of the Inspiration Factory, Epiphany's Own. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you divine inspiration, Paul Sampson. What's good, my brother?
Van, what's going on, my man?
Hey, what's going on,
you
brother?
Awesome
how you doing, man?
Here tonight, bro. I'm good.
Thank you.
Very good.
I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Thank you for stopping through.
Okay. I'm glad it was somewhere to stop through.
Yes, sir.
But I guess
yes,
we
sir.
Don't have that problem with Epiphany. We got something every night of the week, don't we?
Every night of the week. Something for everybody. I mean, everybody. Divine inspiration. Let's talk about it,
yes.
Bro. I got to hear your perspective. What's keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship?
I've been thinking about this throughout the whole show, listening to what other people had to say. And I think what prevents me is that I haven't heard from God yet.
Mm.
Until I hear from God to take it up a notch, I remain in a holding pattern. You know, I choose now to wait for that mate, trusting that God will let me know how to progress or not, or maybe when to do so, if I wait on his timing. But the most important thing is he'll show me who I should advance to a higher, equally yoked level with. You know, because a lot of what the callers are saying are so very important in light of the communication, the ability to rise above your past, you know, acceptance, tolerance, patience, honesty, all of those things are definitely important. But for me, I've done it on my own many times. I've just jumped hog wild into it, ready to commit to the nth degree, and it ended up in a disaster.
Yep.
You know? Or somebody else
agreed.
Ready to take it up to that next level, and I'm not there for them, and it ends in disaster. So I figured, well, He is the creator of love, so maybe I should just let him guide me. I guarantee you.
Hey,
it'll work out there.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Paul, it ain't nothing wrong with that, man. I hear you wholeheartedly, and I stand in agreement with you on that. Because God knows what we need, what we want, what we, and ultimately what he want us to have.
That's
key, what he want us to have. Because when we go after what we want us to have.
Ruh-roh.
It usually ends badly, like you said.
Yeah. I definitely believe he created somebody just for me. And then he brings them. It's going to be at the right time in my evolution and the right time in their evolution for us to be able to come together and evolve together.
Absolutely, bro. Hey, it ain't too much I can add to that, and I'm definitely not taking nothing away from it.
See how it is when you listen to your dad, our daddy?
Man.
It's no confusion.
He's the best. He is definitely the best.
I agree on that.
Without question.
I agree on that.
But my brother, what piece, now that we got that out of the way, what piece do you want to drop on us tonight?
I got a piece that, well, I may have done it before. I don't know which show I did it on. Well, I know I did it before. I just don't remember which show. But it's called Marital Bliss.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. First and foremost, let me make sure you all know that this heated right is how my marital sex shall go. I don't believe in bragging over one's skills or how well they can serve. I can assure you that my tongue game will receive protection from abuse orders after I attack every vaginal nerve. Because as my wife, it is my sole purpose to serve. To serve manual manipulations and oral stimulations, internal sexual interrogations, reality vacations, just to name a few. These, my wife, are but a pittance of what is in store for you. The sounds emanating from our marital bed will be of such that the wild stallion hangs their head in shame. They will feel as if their carnal, raw breeding was merely a child's game. Wind and grind and slurp and swallow. Sex as we know it will never be the same. A mouth will explore every inner surface of your velvet box. Like a groundhog, I will burrow deep within your hole. I will swallow and suck on your honey pot till I suck out your very soul. Only to reinsert your soul when I enter you. Shaming bulls in heat, our acts of procreation will have songs sung in every language, in every nation. I will not stop. I refuse to stop without you achieving total, complete sexual satisfaction. And this, all this and so very much more is in store for you, my wife, to be shared with absolutely no other one. You will love me forever before I am done. So won't you come and retire with me into our marital bed and allow me to worship you from your pinky toe to the crown of your beautiful head, causing orgasms upon orgasms, upon orgasms until the words, I tap out, are said. Then I will finish with a tsunami release joined with a love-filled, passionate kiss. This, my wife, is how we shall enjoy the blessings of our marital bed. Peace.
Yeah, man. You tell him, Pastor Paul. Yeah, I've heard this piece before, and it always gets the same eyebrows raised. But this is a brilliant piece, Paul. Excellent scribe from your pen about the marital bliss. My man.
Appreciate that.
What I'm talking about, brother.
Yeah, my father never said the marital bed had to be boring. He never said sex had to be boring. He just said, you need to be married.
Yep.
I can't wait. I got a very vivid imagination. I can't wait to play.
I know that's right, brother. Hey, man, listen. What you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe?
Oh, look. This Sunday is not only Juneteenth, but it's also Father's Day. So in the Inspiration Factory, I want to double dip. I want us each to have two pieces. Do one to celebrate Juneteenth, and then to do one to celebrate fatherhood. Two very, very, very worthy occasions. So I can't wait to hear what's going to be shared on that evening. 9 p.m.
That's what I'm talking about. Looking forward to it. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Now, Pastor Paul, we will get you on over to that VIP lounge. I mean, the doctors say you should have a glass of wine today, but in this case, it's champagne. So if you would like to have a glass, I've told them to limit you to just one glass, sir. You got church in the morning, and I can't have you, you know, blaming Let's Talk About It in the Epiphany Radio for you showing up semi-intoxicated, sir. So,
so it was left over from hanging out with Van.
Oh, Lord. That's just, oh, man. There we go. That's it. All right, man. Get on over there and the rest of the show, the VIP lounge. One love, one mic, my brother.
One love, one mic. God bless you, bro.
God bless you, brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Divine Inspiration. Check him out tomorrow along with yours truly on the Inspiration Factory. Next up, y'all, we've got Mr. Tuesday Night, a.k.a. King Drip, a.k.a. Iron Man. Ladies and gentlemen, Mojave, what's good with you, bro?
What's happening?
What's going on,
brother? How you feeling, man?
You know, I'm a little, amplified. It's just been a crazy busy day, a lot of stuff going on, trying to get things happening. Align and get things, to work the way I need to. I probably need a drink or something, but I'm just relaxing, listening to this cool show. I was like, oh, let me give you this question.
Thank you, bro. Thank you, bro. I was waiting for you to call in because I definitely want to hear your perspective, man. I'm going to let you know right now. When this question came about, one of the first persons I thought about was King Drip himself. Because I got to hear your perspective, bro. I got to hear it, man. So Mojave,
Jesus.
Iron Man, step out of your armor for a second.
Okay,
and tell us
one second.
Go ahead, bro.
I got to acknowledge Paul. Paul says some joke. I was like, Paul, pasta like that.
Hey, man, he said some stuff in that piece.
Like that. Okay. He definitely did that. So, kudos, Pastor Slinky. Kudos. Okay.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, King Drip, step out of your Iron Man armor for a second and tell us what is keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship.
Nothing.
Wow, that's the first. That's the first.
Honestly, nothing really stops you from doing anything that you really want to do if you want to do it. Nothing. So if you really want to do something, you do it. It's not subject to question or figuring out what it is. We are at once, you know, our best friend and also our worst enemy when it comes to thinking about the things that we actually want and or desire. And more importantly, you know, for me, the question I have is that I always have to question myself as to what it is that I think about when I think about it. I hear interesting conversations or things of that sort. And so for me, it's not really nothing. It's really, what are you willing to do? What is it that you really want to step forward and actually push yourself into doing? in order for it to occur. You know, those are the things that really make the difference between that, because it's always about the will of the individual as opposed to what somebody else is doing, you know, of that sort. So the most amazing thing, I think, is effort, acceptance, connection, the building of a communal culture, being whole and really willing to, because when you decide to, anything that you dream of will appear. And whoever you decide that connection will be with or for will naturally occur. What's for you is for you. Sometimes you discover the most amazing. Yeah, sometimes you discover the most amazing things when you weren't looking. And a lot of times, I think that what happens is that because of prior experiences, because of things that happened, because of stuff, we really get ruined on our perspective as opposed to what we believe in, because we might have failed at something. We might not have been good at it, or something might have not been good for us during that whole time. You know, as a person who's the product of a failed marriage and had a failed marriage, I realized that the things that I expected were the things that I grew up wanting and thinking of, as opposed to being coached into the proper position, being told, being around those things that taught me the things that I needed to know. So everything is a learning experience, and what you're willing to learn in order to do it. So if you're willing to learn, if you're willing to push, if you're willing to go, those are the things that are going to help to empower, influence, create, and interconnect and become interdependent upon each other. So if you want it, nothing, absolutely nothing can stop you. You know, the key is to find the person who wants to connect to you as much as you want to connect to them. You know, and sometimes we find ourselves in a situation where we're waiting, we're trying to figure it out, we're hoping that it'll go in the way that we want it to, or a thing of that sort, you know, or we're just running blind, straight up and down, like without even trying. We're like just bumping our head and running into things, and then some things are, you know, you plant seeds and you watch them grow. So I'm willing to be a gardener. So I'll plant a seed. I'll nurture it and watch it grow. So that's where my progression comes from. So nothing. All I'm willing to do is till the soil. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Till the soil, plant the seed, watch it grow. And hopefully I have a green thumb. So that's where I'm at.
I love that, bro. I love that, bro. That's, man, you need to teach a class, bro. I'm just saying, just putting it out there. But that's a serious perspective to look at, and that's your truth, and it's dynamic, for real. You know.
Thank you.
The first person tonight that said nothing, so kudos to you, sir. Kudos to you.
Thank you. But you had some lovely people with beautiful explanations for everything else. I mean, nothing. You know, you don't have only, there's nothing to fear except for yourself. So, you know, back in, get over yourself, move forward, get things done. It's a wonderful thing. Anyway, so, good sir.
All right, good brother. That's something to talk about, man. Now we got to hear King Drip piece, man. What kind of piece would Mojave want to spit for us tonight?
Okay, I got you. I'm going to goof off. Let's try this. Tell me if this is too loud. Is that too loud?
Nah, that's good.
One good. I want you to always love me in my original form. And that's a representative you met online, in the club, by the mall, by friend. I'm not asking for that every morning is a season of promise, spring until summer, the winter of my life. I'm asking for the things that are really spoken, the things unsaid, the most dedicated in love, like trees, my razor bumps. Pick out these ingrown hairs, pop heat bumps on my back, cut my toenails. I can never cut my pinky toes evenly. Along with hearing me snore, pass gas in my sleep, have conversations with me as I sit on the commode. And I am keeping it funky, for real. I promise. I promise to tweeze your hair from your unmentionable places, put air in spaces that I've never seen, but you know what I mean. Real life promise. Like bring you tampons, Häagen-Dazs, or Ben and Jerry's every month that it comes. Toilet paper when you need it. Glass of water at 2 a.m. Control tops and Spanx. And make no fun when your toes are rough or your ankles are ashy. I make no promises. If you get out the shower naked and ask me to lotion you, I will make attempts on the freshness of your shower afterglow. Or if you are just laying just right in the bed with your hind parts towards me, I will spoon you and then spoon you. I promise to see you with fresh eyes, at least until I work the cold from them. And when I'll give you as good as I get, or as good as I can get, because good just means okay, and it's more than just being okay. I promise you the light of each day, the closeness of a huddle at night, hopes to never forget your touch. I will give you as much as my breath has to say, as much as the air in my lungs, and with the advent of Viagra until my 80s, I can keep you sprung, but seriously, I want you. I want you always. And maybe grum with the sun rises and change for the better, like each season. Wrinkles, laughter, until crow's feet, till we no longer wake from sleep. I want you, always. Let's peace.
Yeah, bro. That's what I'm talking about, man. That was a beautiful piece, man. I want you always, man. That's hot in itself, bro. I love what you create when you create. And, bro, just a phenomenal poet, man. Don't ever stop doing what you do, ever.
I'm just decent, bro. I'm just decent. That's all I can do.
Now, let everybody know what you got popping off this coming Tuesday, Epiphany Radio Universe.
Oh, I'm glad you asked me. This Tuesday on the For Real Entertainment Network, we will have absolutely part two to the series we started last week, Are You Emotionally Unavailable? We will explore from a woman's perspective what makes them emotionally unavailable to men, and we will answer some questions and then again. We'll continue the conversation we started this last Tuesday, which was amazing and fantastic. However, these conversations can only be held if you come and you participate. So if you have questions, you know, if you have things you'd like to say, please feel free to write me, anybody else from the War Council. Bring it to the panel. We'll discuss it in front of everybody. Or you can come in. Call the number 319-527-6300. Press 1 and participate. We'd love to hear you. The War Council is an egalitarian panel of conscious creators who kick these incredible concepts and talk and have great discussions on our community issues, relationships, and things in the social sphere. Here on the 15 Radio Universe of For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links, why the average when you can be raw, and why just listen to any other relationship show when you can listen to ours here on War Council, the 15 Radio Universe. And we out.
All right, y'all. Mojave, perfect, man. I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to it. Now it's time for you to get on over to the VIP lounge. Grab you a glass of that bubbly from Italy and stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, my brother.
Of course. It's been a fantastic show. Kudos to you, sir. Fantastic question.
Appreciate you.
Good stuff.
Appreciate you. All right, brother. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave. This coming Tuesday, he is hosting War Council. Make sure you tune in. Next up, Epiphany's own one half host of The Get Down. He is that dude, Mr. DSP, the Dark Knight. Ladies and gentlemen, J. Rob, the wise son. What's good with you, bro?
Hey, man, it's just another day in the hood. How you making out, bro?
Bro, I'm making out pretty good, man. I'm doing all right. No complaints. No complaints.
Yeah, man, no sense in complaining because what they taught us in school is that hardly anybody's listening. So why complain?
That's true. That's what they taught us. Yeah.
But I'm
here.
And I'm here hanging out with you. So it's a good day in the hood for right now. So, talk,
I love
to
it,
me, brother. What's the subject of conversation for this evening? Because I heard some things, and I heard some things, and I heard some things when I heard some things. So I want to get clear on some things before I talk about some things. So, what's good?
Well, let me give you the clarity on some things so we can narrow it down to just one thing. So, J. Rob, the wise son, my good brother. What is keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship?
A willing partner. Because I'm just a single superhero looking for love in the Justice League. When you're a superhero, it's a lonely road. Everybody ain't trying to rock with you. And you can't tell your secret identity to everybody because if you do, the villains will find out how to hurt you. So it's a lonely road trying to save the world, and finding a willing partner is the hardest thing on this planet, brother. Let me tell you, it's a difficult road.
You know, Jay, I think you, sir, were the only one that said tonight a willing partner. Everyone else that I know that came to the show that is single, not with anyone, has said that they're going to speak on behalf of another person, or they're going to speak out of experience or something of that sort. Emphatically, I was actually looking forward to what you just said, sir, a willing partner. But no one said it.
Yeah, man. You got to have a willing partner in this adventure. Or else, you know.
Otherwise, you dance this dance all by yourself.
Man, the plight of a superhero is a lonely road.
It is.
Trying to find someone that you're evenly yoked with is a difficult thing. Trying to find someone that matches your energy, that gets you, that's not trying to change you, and someone that appreciates you. It's not an easy thing, bro, because being appreciated is difficult for some folks, and people have different ideas of what that is, you know. It's not the same thing for everybody. It really isn't the same thing for everybody, because what makes one person extremely happy might get on somebody else's nerves. What melts somebody else's butter might be the straw that broke the camel's back for somebody else. And it's not an easy thing to navigate, because when you're in the throes of passion, trying to understand somebody's likes and dislikes and the things that make them melt, and them learning the same things that make you melt. Oftentimes we miss the mark because something is missing, and oftentimes it's the conversations that are not had until the last minute, when we're saying to each other, I didn't know you didn't like thus and so, or I didn't know you was like that, or why didn't you tell me you didn't like, or how come I didn't know you was like, and then at the end of the day, you're like, you know what, I should have minded my business.
Right. Right.
The biggest thing you ever want to do is wait, I mean, as an adult, and I hope, the biggest thing any of us ever want to do is waste another person's time. And hopefully we meet people who feel the same way about not wanting to waste our time.
Yeah.
But what keeps a person from progressing truly is a willing participant. It ain't easy to, it's not easy to find someone who can do those things for you.
Really. You're right, good brother.
It is difficult.
You're right. A willing participant. And of course, everyone will say, hey, I'm a willing participant, but are you really?
I'm a willing participant, but are you good for me?
Right.
You're a willing participant, but are you good for where I'm going?
Way to weigh in, good brother.
Earlier you said something with one of the sisters. Trying to paraphrase the wording, because like men can commit to anything. Like we commit to going out with the fellas. We can commit to watching the football game. We can commit to those are outside, my personal opinion. Those are outside commitments. Commitments to someone who's taking care of your heart is generally not always the same thing. And it's a very careful dance, because the moment you entrust your heart to someone versus the people you hang with, there's a different responsibility associated with that.
True.
You're asking someone to care for you in a different light. There's a different commitment to that. We tend to not jump into the fray so quickly because everyone doesn't deserve that. You know, and it's hard to give that to everyone, because it's really
you're
easy.
Right. You're right. Now, so we've gotten that out. Ladies and gentlemen, Sexy Chocolate, give it up for Sexy Chocolate. He didn't know he's available. He's looking for a Willie Partner. Sexy Chocolate, give it up for. But,
oh, yes, I hate you.
What piece you got for us tonight, bro?
With respect to this topic, I thought I'd drop a piece I wrote called Personal Thoughts.
Mike is yours, bro.
I remember that day. That day I spoke to my ex for the first time in a long time, and I swear she was like a missing word that I couldn't find in the middle of a poem that for some reason wouldn't rhyme, that I couldn't write. When a profound sound hit my memory bank like a stolen soul from heaven that was being held hostage by the grip of past emotions. But what I couldn't admit was, as much chaos as she brought me, as much as she crushed parts of me, just hearing her voice made me meek, and for some reason it made me weak, and I couldn't shake it. And I was thinking of the whirlwind that was us, and I can't explain the insane pain that struck within the back of my brain, and even with all of that, I really wanted to see her again. but damn it, there's something about that whirlwind of her that makes me want to be the center of all this adventure of me and her. And then just like that, she stopped calling me. So instead of feeling happy that this fleeting gesture adventure is over once again, somehow I'm afraid that if I don't replace this feeling soon, I might just pick up that phone if she ever calls again. And I'm trying my best not to close my eyes, bite my tongue, and say, I miss you. So let me just strap in my emotional seatbelt that this hurricane of adventures, romantics continue as long as I'm thinking to myself, I really got to get out of my own head because, damn it, man, what the fuck is wrong with me? And I admit, I still have not gotten over her. And I need to. But I can't seem to find her replacement because right now every other woman that I meet has a no vacancy sign. So what am I to do? In peace.
No vacancy sign, so what am I supposed to do? It was the if she calls again, I'm trying so hard not to pick up the phone, but I just might. Pain and joy all throughout this piece.
Yeah, man. I think a few brothers can relate to it.
I know I can, for sure. For sure. Man, phenomenal ink, Jay, as always, man. Phenomenal ink. Now, before I send
you
to the VIP lounge, it's my pleasure, bro. Let everybody know what you got going on in the Epiphany Radio universe.
Ooh-wee. Listen, Thursday night at 9 o'clock, we got a whole can of ooh-wee brewing. And y'all want to sip on the ooh-wee. The ooh-wee is the get down. I'm not going to spoil it because it's Father's Day weekend to tell y'all what we finna do because some of y'all might forget. But come Monday, Juneteenth, we're going to make that post and let y'all know what's coming. I would suggest you not miss this show. This is the beginning of something phenomenal. Consisting of me, J. Rob the Wise Son, my incredible co-host, a.k.a. Dean Martin, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. I'm the second banana, a.k.a. Jerry Lewis. It's the get down. And please don't miss this Thursday. It's gonna be fun, a whole lot of fun. So I can't wait to get there. Back to you, Van.
Absolutely, good brother. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to the show myself, even though I know what we got planned. But, hey, you'll find out on Monday, y'all. All right, good brother. Get on over to the VIP. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was going to say, by the way, everybody, if you haven't had a chance to, please check out the new Father's Day video that's put together. Shout out to every single father listening to this show. If I didn't put you in this one, I have a second one coming that I'm going to big you guys up. This video is dedicated to all the fathers. And while I may not be a biological dad, according to Van and everyone else, I do have some kids that do consider me a father figure. So, but to all of you gentlemen who do have sired a child, salute to every single one of you, and God bless you all for what you do as fathers. Keep being positive because these young men and women need you. That's my time. Until next time, peace, Van.
All right, Jay, get on that VIP lounge. Grab you some of that bubbly. One love, one mic, bro.
One love and one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, check J-Rob the Wise Son on Thursday next week for the Get Down. Let me give you the Epiphany lineup. Join us tomorrow night for the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night's going to be King and Queen Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, you just heard Mojave for the War Council Part 2 that he will be hosting. And then Wednesday night, y'all, is the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. You don't want to miss it. Thursday's Get Down. We just spoke about it, Jay Robin. Yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity as your host. Make sure you tune in, and we'll be right back here next Saturday with Poetic Therapy with La Pearl, La Negra, and Rob Poetry Morrow. So make sure you tune in. All right. That's our time for tonight. Thank you, everybody, for coming through. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. Listeners, callers, hosts, you all make up this family that we come together night after night. And we appreciate you for taking time out of your schedule. Tonight it was the full 3 hours, y'all. I mean, hey, I'm humbled that you wanted to spend time with me in this manner as we talk about what's keeping you from progressing forward in the next phase of your relationship. There were some dope perspectives that were outlined here tonight. And I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm glad we're having these discussions. And I can't wait until 2 weeks from now when we can talk about a brand new topic. So, hey, make sure you're tuning in tomorrow night. Come through. Enjoy yourself. Hang out. Have a good time. Praise, prayer, poetry. It's Father's Day, y'all. Happy Father's to all the fathers out there. Tomorrow, may all you want and desire come true. So, one love, one mic. See you tomorrow. Peace.